It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And it's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for Dustin. I'm with Greg Pickle. You ready to talk some Big Ten football?
Let's do it.
All right. But first, quarter number two, it's brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best way to get a single game RV experience in Happy Valley. I told you earlier in the week, I got to stay there over the last weekend, had a great time. And guess what? Next home game is Wisconsin. Our own Ross Tucker will be there.
There you go.
So you want a chance to talk to Big Ross? That will be the time. All right. Let's talk Big Ten football. It's been an interesting season. Let's start with the Big Ten West. It's always muddled out there unless Wisconsin just separates themselves from the pack.
Right.
They have not done that this year. I'm looking at overall one-loss records. Northwestern, 3 losses. Wisconsin, 3 losses. Purdue, 4 losses. And Iowa, who just lost to Penn State, they have the best overall record at 6-2. And Northwestern leads within the conference. They're 5-1. They are the only one-loss team in the conference in the West. And, of course, they also have a total of 3 losses. Greg, what do you make of the West?
It's a mess. It is an absolute train wreck. I mean, you look at, you know, Purdue, and they go and upset Ohio State, then they come back and lose to Michigan State. Northwestern has had its ups and downs all season long. You have Iowa, who looked like maybe it was going to become the front runner in the Big Ten West. It loses at Penn State and really sort of blew a really good chance to obviously win that football game. So they go a step down the rung now. So, I mean, I don't know. I have absolutely – Nebraska, Illinois, and Minnesota will not win the Big Ten West. Purdue won't either. Outside of that, Northwestern, Iowa, Wisconsin, I mean, it might as well just flip a coin, and that's the winner of that coin flip gets to go to the Indianapolis, because none of those teams are you know, I guess if you had to pick one gun in the head, it would be Northwestern. They've won 4 in a row. They've actually been able to go on the road and win, which is something that not everybody can do. So, you know, they have a chance to obviously go on the road again and play Notre Dame this week, and then they finish it out with Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois, which should all be wins. So, you know, I think at this point in time, it's a mess over there. It seems to be a mess every year, but it's always a mess, like you said, behind Wisconsin. This year, it's just a mess, and the whole thing is a disaster.
Now, you said, I want to make sure I heard you correctly. Now, they play Notre Dame. Northwestern plays Notre Dame.
Yep.
And that's at Notre Dame?
I want to double check on that.
Okay. I thought that was at home. But regardless, that doesn't factor into their Big Ten standing. All it does is it means if they end up beating Iowa or winning.
Sorry, it is at home. Correct.
Okay. So I give them a fighting chance. I don't know what the spread is on that game, but I give them a fighting chance.
You talk, I'll look.
All right. But what would be interesting to me is they could play Notre Dame. Obviously, they're going to be underdogs and could lose that game. It would be their 4th loss.
Right.
And they could still win out their Big Ten schedule. They could go to the conference championship game with 4 losses.
Right. That's just incredible.
Wouldn't that be entertaining? But you also mentioned they play at Iowa. I'm not sure what week that game
is. That's the weekend. Next week.
That's okay. It's Notre Dame this weekend, and then Iowa.
Yep.
So that's a tough back-to-back for them. Did you say you think Northwestern's going to beat Iowa?
Yeah, I do. I think so. I mean, I watched that Iowa team. I mean, look, man. I mean, Nate Stanley. How can you back any team he's quarterbacking at this point? I mean, I understand he must have had some good games before the Penn State one, but he's certainly not an NFL draft guy. To me, he's not an NFL quarterback. I mean, he was missing throws that it couldn't be missed, but he was hot and cold and just brutal. So, yeah, I would give Northwestern the edge in that game for sure.
Well, what's interesting is that, yes, Todd McShay said he's an NFL quarterback. When we look at these games, obviously we look at it from the Penn State perspective, and we emphasize the turnovers, the lost opportunities, the fumbles here and there. But imagine being an Iowa fan this week. And as much as, you know, the interception at near the end zone must drive you crazy.
Right.
But the one play where he overthrew the receiver who was standing all alone, he could have shot put it out to the guy.
Yeah, right.
Just standing there waiting, and it was an easy touchdown. I'm not sure how crazy I would have gone if I were an Iowa fan watching that.
Well, I heard a few of them on the way out of the stadium. I can tell you exactly. Well, I can't tell you because
we're on the air.
I was going to say, yeah, unless all the radio stations out there just want to say, you know, bleep out this entire segment. They were obviously not very pleased with Kirk Ferentz, with the late game play calling, with Nate Stanley's play, with some of the things the defense did. I mean, the game was right there for the taking. There's no question about it. And one of the reasons I had picked Iowa going into the game was, you know, I thought they would be the one to make those fewer of those little mistakes because they had something to play for still. They were a one-loss team with a college football playoff berth potentially on the line. They didn't play like it. Penn State would look like a more desperate team. Penn State would look like the team that wanted to win more. And they found a way to stop the slide. Iowa now has to figure out a way to do that too.
I'm going to correct your wording there. You said Penn State wanted to win more. I'm going to say Penn State wanted to lose less.
Okay, fair enough.
Because they both tried to lose
that
game.
That's fair. At one point, it did feel like neither team really wanted to win. That's a fair point.
Okay. Well, so did we end up figuring out, is Northwestern Notre Dame?
It is at Northwestern.
It is
an eight-point underdog. Northwestern is at home.
That's
not as many points as I thought it was going to be. I was thinking at least 10.
I think that is the and Dustin would be all over this. You know they're going to win a game they're not supposed to.
Right.
And is this that game? I'd kind of like to see them at least be competitive with Notre Dame, and I think they can. I haven't yet jumped on the Notre Dame bandwagon. And where's Wisconsin in all this?
Boy, I don't know because I can't figure that team out. I mean, if you haven't figured out, I'll hand off the baton to you. But to me, that team just looks I thought before the season, if you'd go back into our archives, I thought before the season that this was the year that they finally were going to win the Big Ten. And, I mean, it just hasn't come together at all. And you look at like Paul Chryst has done a lot of really nice things out there at Wisconsin, and that's fine and well. But this year's team is just not performing. Alex Hornibrook, the quarterback, has been pretty ineffective. He's also been hurt. Teams are just sitting on Jonathan Taylor and saying, okay, Wisconsin, go ahead and beat us with your passing game, which they cannot. So, yeah, it's been brutal at this point. I don't know if it's getting any better. I was, you know, on the fence, Jim, before the season started about whether Wisconsin-Penn State would be a Penn State win. I now would have to lean towards it being almost not a guarantee because nothing's been a guarantee this season, but certainly Penn State is going to be a favorite and should be expected to win that game.
I think so also. Quarter number two is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best way to see a single game RV experience in Happy Valley. Lots of fun. Got to give it a try. All right. So it's a mess, but we think Northwestern's going to win the West.
That's where I'm at.
That's what we're saying. All right. It's going to end up a mess. I'm hoping it's one of those four-way ties at the top, everyone with three losses.
I want a coin flip, Jim. It's the seventh part of the tiebreaker is a coin flip. I'm rooting hard for that.
Now, I'm guessing here, is there like point differential first before that? So that would be, if they get to that point, that's hard for that to be a tie.
It is. There's point differential. There's winning percentage against the Big Ten East. There's winning percentage against the Big Ten overall. There's your opponent's winning percentage. I mean, it's very difficult to do, but I would sure be thrilled to see if they could do it.
All right. Let's move over to the East, where Michigan Wolverines sit atop the Big Ten with a 5-0 conference record, 7-1 overall. Ohio State, as we well know, 4-1 with that one loss being against Purdue. And then it's Michigan State and Penn State each at 3-2. Let's start. Obviously, we know Penn State, Michigan is coming up, and we're going to talk about that next quarter. But let's just talk the overview. You've got Michigan. You've got Ohio State. Who's the better team there?
At this point in time, if you force me to pick one,
I am.
I think I'd pick Michigan. Honest to God, I would think I would. I mean, I think, you know, you can argue that their resume is not that good. You can argue that they have yet to really, you know, showcase that their offense can be consistently and sustained better. But Jim, to me, I just think that when that game comes around here at the end of the year, I just think that Michigan is just a little bit you know, in a better place right now. I think Ohio State's still dealing with some of the offseason stuff that really would have set their program a little bit helter-skelter. And they, quite frankly, there's times that they just looked disinterested. Nick Bosa, the defensive end, decided he was going to prepare for the NFL, not come back and try and play. So, I mean, to me, I just think that at this point, it's hard for me to put Ohio State over Michigan on the Big Ten's pedestal.
So, with that, it's Michigan is going to have to go to Columbus.
Correct.
To win that game.
And I think it will.
And Michigan fans will tell you that they are overdue for that. But they also have Penn State at home. And again, we're gonna get into that in a bit. But it kind of leaves Penn State in this interesting position in playing Michigan. As I said earlier, we talked about Penn State was one so close against Ohio State, close against Michigan State. Give them one of those wins. Give them the Michigan State win by just holding on to an interception. And the perception of Penn State is much different with one loss.
Right.
And going into Michigan. So Michigan, I do believe, their one test, they lost to Notre Dame. So have they really been tested yet? Or are their two toughest games still in front of them, which is Penn State and Ohio State?
Yeah, no, I certainly think so. I mean, I thought at the time of the game Wisconsin would be a test, but that turned out not to be the case. At the time of the game, maybe Michigan State looked like they were going to be a test. That did not turn out to be the case. So, you know, man, I think that at this point it's hard. It's hard to look at the resume that Michigan has and make any broad conclusions base anything on what they've beat so far, because quite frankly, they just haven't beat anything good at this point in time. But the flip side of that, of course, is that, you know, Penn State is going to go in there on Saturday, and it's a good football team that Michigan's going to have to beat back if it wants to make the college football playoff. And the same thing with Ohio State at the end of the year. And if they win both of those, then they're going to have to deal with somebody coming out of the Big Ten West. So they certainly have plenty of time to build a resume here.
And also, it's not like they haven't played anybody right. at all. You know, part of the reason why we're not as impressed with Wisconsin anymore is because they lost to Michigan.
Right.
You know, the reason why we're maybe not as impressed by Michigan State is for the same reason, how they looked against Michigan. So at some point, we have to give them a little bit of credit for those wins. Penn State certainly didn't do it against Michigan State. So to wrap this up, here's what we're looking for. We think Northwestern's going to win the West.
Yep.
We think Michigan's going to win the East.
We do.
And what does that point spread look like in the championship
Michigan
game?
Michigan by 14.
And will they cover?
Yes. Blowout.
No reason.
No reason to pay attention.
No reason to even watch it. All right. That's it for quarter number two. Stick around for quarter number three, where we're going to preview Penn State, Michigan.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA-preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.